If you're gonna change your business, you have to make a difference. So here's what I'm looking at. What makes the difference in people? What makes the difference in the organization? What I submit to you isn't getting a head start. You can find individuals who you give everything to. You can loan them, give them a great education, they give a great economic background, they spend the rest of their life going in and out of their head. Who's seen this before and knows what I'm talking about? Say yeah! On the other hand, you see people with lives kicked in the face. Somebody's been abused mentally, emotionally, physically, you name it. They become the oppressor of the world. So it's a certain lot. Advantage does not come because you were given something. And by the way, business advantage doesn't come because you have the most resources. Companies with the most resources don't win. The most resourced companies might win. The most resourceful companies are the ones where employees are the most engaged. It's satisfactorily proven. You look around and you say you had to lead. Well, before YouTube, there was Vimeo. They had a greater jump, pretty much the same technology, just didn't engage as many people. Before Google, there was, what happened, yo? If you're out there, what the hell happened to your people? Before Facebook, there was, what happened to MySpace? Facebook was more engaging. Engagement is really the new factor. Being able to be fully engaged with the way you're intimate relationships. How important is engagement? Some guys very important or want to pull it off as long as they can. No, I don't mean that. Full and good engagement in that area is gonna determine the level of fulfillment you have or don't have in a relationship, right? The more engaged somebody feels that you are with them, the more energy you have, the more connection you have, the more aliveness you have. So part of what I'd like to experiment with you, you kind of discover that what creates engagement for real with you. What creates this engagement? These are huge factors, because if you understand what they are, your level of performance, your level of results, your level of leadership, your level of joy will change very radically. What would mean that engagement is not just a term, but something that can make a difference in your body? Let me see a show of hands. Not asking for you, your hands raised for some engagement, because here's what this shows. If you listen to me passively as I'm talking here, guess what? Within a month, if you just listen and sit passively, which most of you are doing, there's nothing wrong with that. That's probably what you've been doing your whole life. It's what you've been taught to. You remember what 10% of what I say 2 months from now, which basically means you wasted your time today and I wasted mine. 10%. How many came here because you wanted to learn something, do something, change something, make something stronger, better? Say I. If that's true, then if all you do is take notes, which I don't see anybody barely doing. Oh, thank you very much, few of you. I stand corrected. Nice. Now the people on the other side, strong with you, bitch. Someone words you total notes, right? Because I don't know anybody who's got that great memory and my entire life I've kept journals, because here's what I learned early on. Writing it down, if I never look back and read it again, the physical act of writing it down, it drives the groove deeper. Repetition is the mother of skill. You look at anyone who's masterful. Why are they masterful? Why can LeBron James do what he can do? Because he's done it a few million times, right? Yeah, Kobe will go out and make 300 shots before he will leave that floor every day. 300 shots. Same freaking activity. Most people in tech world say, oh, yeah. Know the story. I know that thing. If you're not doing it, you don't know shit. You understand? Understanding and $3 will almost get you Starbucks. If you're gonna master something, you need to get the reputation where you get it in your body and you bring emotion to it. And enough emotion and enough reputation gets you in your body, and now it becomes physical mastery, where you don't think about it and you just do it. Mastery is tying your shoes. Most of you can do this. Chew on some gum and send text simultaneously. Not some people. Some people need the tongue out while they're doing, but get the idea. If you do something enough and you're confident enough, you're certain enough that that's in your body, and that's mastery. So I'd like to see if we couldn't get to a different level of mastery in this, and what I'm going to ask you to do. By the way, if you listen and take notes, just write the notes down or type them in whatever you knew. It still shows that you'll retain about 40-50% of what's been said. In the future, I highly encourage you to do that. Now might be a good time. Then the third most powerful one is if you physically engage your body. If you ask you a question, yell back the answer, or in a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to actively engage them different, engage with each other, do some credits and things you wouldn't normally do. What that does is it brings up engagement and not retention. Because now it's not just a thought or a right, it's feeling your body as well. And if you do that, you're going to retain it. Well, what is it for doing more and holding on to it? Say, Then, to do that, I'm going to ask a couple things. One is, if I ask you a question, please yell off the answer. You're already doing that. You're being very kind, but don't be kind anymore. Do it with more passion, intensity, because I'm not going to ask a question you don't know the answer, because I want you to feel good about yourself. But if you yell out the answer, you'll activate your body's nervous system. Makes sense? The more you activate, the more energy you'll have. We live in a passive society, and if we're going to engage, by the way, the companies that engage, companies that have recorded 24, the top 25% in the country, highest level of engagement of employees are companies like Google, companies like Salesforce, companies like Apple, companies like Facebook. And by the way, guess what all the research shows? 22% more profitability. All spawned by 1-for-1. For every percentage of increased engagement, you almost get an increase of profitability. But it would argue that get that in your personal life as well. The more engaged you are, the more the other person will become engaged. When you get someone engaged, you get engaged. Think about it. Everyone who's here, the leader, what's the job to do as a leader? Our job is maximize resources. How do we take whatever resource and get more out of it? Ourselves, other people, our economies, our business, our technology, that's the job of a leader. But you can't maximize resources if you don't have full engagement. So I'd like to see if we couldn't increase that. One simple way of doing that, increasing the engagement, is to start with us. Because, by the way, are you going to engage other people if you're not engaged? Yes or no? No. Yes or no? No. Are you going to be able to touch other people if you're not touched? No. Are you going to move other people if you're not moved? No. So, by the way, here's the problem. How many of you wake up, you have certain days you wake up and you think to yourself, today I don't want to talk to any people. Who in this room has days like this where you don't want to talk to anyone. Say, come on, say it with some energy. Well, as a professional, you gotta do this all most times. And if you fake it, do people feel it? Yes. So we want to show you some ways to change it. By the way, here's the reward of engagement. If you can become a person and engage others, you'll now become an extraordinary leader, not a mediocre or good one.